Welcome everybody. October 27, 2009. We're going to talk about the updates today and the new channeled information, the new information that's coming through, the new waves of energy that are coming through onto the planet, information that I'm receiving about that. So we'll share updated information and then we'll all talk together at the end of the call. And we're going to be working with several different mantras today. And I will post the mantras on Shakti Activation Yoga Group after the call, because one of them is very easy, the other one's a little bit more complicated for those of you who don't know the words. So you'll be able to see the words after the call, to practice for the call. Great. These calls have been a series of steps. We started with understanding the vision of who we are and what our specific job is on the planet at this time, that we're holding the entire frequency, getting aligned and activated as we move into the Aquarian Age, and then we're going through the steps of how we're doing that, the different aspects of moving into the Aquarian Age. What we've been talking about on the last couple calls is how we're moving from a carbon frequency to a crystal frequency, and we've especially talked about in relationship to the to activating the crystal grid. So we'll talk more about that today, as that's the Aquarian frequency that we're moving into. And I also wanted to get your observations and experiences about how you're working with Mother Earth and how Gaia is speaking to you and your connection with activating the Earth and the Earth activating you, and how that is happening for you. I had kind of a fun experience. The other day I was sitting at a dining table here where I am in the Midwest, and I actually am sitting down in front of a plant, a pepper plant that's in a big pot inside, and the sun was coming through the picture window I'm sitting in front of, and I heard this plant speaking to me, and the plant said, "You're blocking my sunlight." It was really funny. So I moved to the plant to get its sunlight. But I'd never really heard a plant speak directly to me before like that, which was pretty funny. So that's one of my communications from Gaia, and many other ones, because I'm now in a different environment in San Diego for the moment. And I'm communicating a lot with these big trees that I'm seeing around me right now, and all the leaves are golden and red and many different fall colors, which is beautiful. I haven't seen that in quite a while, quite a few years. So let's go ahead and talk about again the Aquarian Age that we're moving into, reminding ourselves that the crystalline energy is a power that's everywhere. It's a omnipotent power source. It's a power source. The crystalline energy frequency is a power source. So as we move into these crystalline frequencies and activate these crystals within the center of the Earth, these crystals are getting activated, it's a source of power. It's a different power source. And you'll notice, I was just reading a headline on the internet right before I got on this call about Obama's putting like $3 billion and setting up a new energy grid. So that's an example of how people are becoming more aware of using different power sources. And everybody's becoming aware that using oil is a carbon-based energy source. And that's really, talk about dinosaurs, that's really an old frequency that's no longer applicable. There's other much, much better power sources to use on the planet at this time, which we've actually known since the early 1900s, when Tesla brought us the ability to get free energy for everybody on the planet, static energy, that everybody could access. But the powers that be didn't know how they could make money off of it, so they wanted to stay on the oil, the dinosaur-based system. But as people become more conscious with the crystalline frequency, which is also a communication frequency, as more and more people's minds become aware of what's needed, then it's really a groundswell effect where our consciousness holds will be utilized and the power sources that will be used on the planet. So that's why everybody is so important, because even the spots you think, even if you start to think about what would be the best power sources for the planet at this time, I know that oil is not the best source of power, that affects the mass consciousness. And then we start to see new ideas and possibilities emerging. So our energies are really, this wave energy that we've talked about, are really moving things forward. So again, I want to acknowledge the power of these thoughts and the power of this crystalline transmission that's coming through onto the planet. And as I said, Yogi Bhajan used to tell us many times, you're turning from a piece of coal into a diamond, which is a crystalline structure. So whether you know Kundalini or not, Kundalini is a crystalline structure, and that's the energy that's rising up from Mother Earth right now, the Kundalini energy rising up through Mother Earth, up into our bodies, we're anchoring that in, up to the central sun, becoming galactic human. And the crystalline energy is the enzyme of reality and the vitality stream of the cosmos itself. That's what we're working with. And thoughts that we have must rise to coherent crystalline format in order to become manifested. And this has to do with being in the neutral mind. And when you're in the neutral mind, then that's the space. There's enough space there for your thoughts to become crystallized with your higher mind, with the higher frequency, with the fifth dimension, with the dimensions of love, the higher frequencies of love. The crystalline structure forms the boundaries and divisions between dimensions. And so the crystalline structure holds the different dimensions, is the interface. So as we interface into the higher frequencies, you can think of it as your higher chakras opening up your heart. If you move up from the first three chakras, which have been basically controlling the planet, 1, 2, 3, money, sex, and power, into the heart chakra, into the throat, 5, 6, 7 chakras, but now the energies are becoming crystalline. They're becoming crystallized. They're becoming clear. We can translate more frequency through those higher structures. So as we move into those higher frequencies, we're moving into the corridor that connects the higher dimensions. In other, it's just like if you really love someone and you're thinking about that person, they might call you, or you feel connected to them even if you're not in their presence. That's a crystalline connection, like a high-speed internet connection or something. But the way it happens around us, if we could see the geometric patterns, it's a geometric crystalline connection. It's a geometric pattern. So that's what we're doing. We're moving more and more into holding these geometric patterns. And we talked on the call last week about how that's been photographed through the water crystals with Dr. Emoto, Japanese scientist that's worked with that. So the ascension of the planet, the graduation, as it's being called, of the planet, has to do with holding these crystalline frequencies, or basically these higher thought forms that come from being in the neutral mind. And it's the equivalent of moving from analog TV to digital TV. So things become clearer and brighter. So you might notice that as you look around you, as you start to see things, things might appear to you in a different way. Things that you hadn't thought about or seen in a certain way might appear in a different way. So that has to do with things becoming crystallized, digitized, and the higher frequency are the form. The form of the higher frequencies are now being held in place on the planet for things to get healed and moved into the Aquarian Age, into this ascension frequency. So that's what we've been working with. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what having a crystalline body is like, and what the transformation is like. As we've been working with the structure of the body and how we felt about our body, previously in 3D to 4D and now to 5D, basically energy was only filtered through the chakra system. And so we could be more easily influenced by external stimuli, external stimulation. And so there was more of a need for frequent realignments, readjustments, recalibrations, you know, kind of like going to the chiropractor and then, oh, I just went. I feel like I have to go again. The crystalline structure holds your frequency in place more, so you won't get so pushed around by external stimulation, which is really important at this time as we move into these different frequencies and these old systems fail. While we're moving into the higher energies, there's also the lower energies are falling apart, so there's more chaos. So we want to be able to be more stable. And also through the other frequencies, it was easier to have our energy be blocked and feel that we couldn't really feel as light as we wanted to or get as much light into our physical body as we wanted to. You might notice as you do your meditations that you're able to feel lighter, feel more connected with your higher self. So that's one example. Now, we've been working with the big crystals in the center of the earth, the crystals getting energized, getting fired up, and now we've been talking, especially we talked about the emerald crystal and how that's a stabilizing influence in the selenite crystals. So these are crystalline structures, and these energies are pulsing directly into Gaia through the golden energy that's coming from the central sun. And this is energizing all the points on the planet's grid that we're helping to stabilize. And this is resulting in a circuit of energy that's circulating back and out from Gaia to the central sun through us. And again, this is what we talked about in our original vision, how you're helping to stabilize. You're so important. You're a stabilizing force for that frequency. It's a pulsating, infinite track. So it's a track that's not limited. And it cycles or pulses out as a heartbeat to source. So this is what you're helping to stabilize. You're so needed at this time. And we talked about connecting with that heartbeat of Gaia up through your body, and then that pulses out to source up through the central sun. Connecting this directly to infinite love. Your infinite love is pouring down through you. And then as it pours down through you, you pulse it into the earth. So you're up-leveling this to higher and higher frequencies coming directly into you. So everything is being affected down to the cellular structure of the planet. So as again, you know, we were talking about your purification, like drinking water with lemon in it, and we talked about the amethyst tea. So just keep up with that, the liquid purification that you're doing, because that will really help you cleanse your cellular structure. So as your bodies are receiving this high energy directly from the central sun, it's causing a transmutation. It's causing the cells in your body to actually become more light. It's not just a subtle change, it's a really big change. So it has to do with really the elemental level in your own body now being transmuted to a higher frequency, so you can count on more and more light. And this is also what's happening with the Earth. The cosmic rays bombarding the planet is also bombarding our bodies because these bodies are made up of elements from the Earth. So as the Earth gets charged up, our bodies get charged up also. So this has to do with changing over the old cells of our body from a denser material, a denser metallic metal, into what's really happening is we're moving into being able to stream liquid light through our body. So you can use that in your visualization. You can use that when you hold your amethyst crystal to make your amethyst tea. You can just imagine that your liquid light. And when you drink that, you can just feel that light coming into your body, rejuvenating you, energizing you. And this liquid light has some very wonderful properties. It doesn't carry disease because it just flows right through. It's just liquid. It doesn't attach to our cells. And it doesn't die. It's immortal. This helps us rejuvenate and get connected with our immortal self, releasing fear and death imprint. And it vibrates faster and exists in higher dimensions. So again, this is our interface between the Earth level and the Aquarian Age, or the higher frequency of the Aquarian Age. So this is, again, the corridor. This is the connection for us remembering who we really are, that we are co-creators in our connection to the Earth. So as we move into really feeling this liquid light moving through our bodies and replacing the heavier frequencies in our bodies, then you'll feel more this energy of ascension, more this energy that you can rise up to see the world in a new way and look around in your environment and anchor those frequencies into your environment. And a wonderful way to do that, to anchor these frequencies into your environment, is to walk around outside and to look at the trees, if you have trees around you, and you can do your chanting out loud is good, and you're literally chanting to these trees, chanting to the earth, and that frequency will go into the roots of the trees and then into the earth. So it's connecting with brother and being that channel for that. So that's a really exciting way to work with walking on the planet and helping the planet raise its vibration, to raise its vibration also. So as you move through this, then just you can notice that you will be capable of expansion, of doing more, of seeing things more, and there'll be fewer limitations on what you can do. And also, this has to do with your brain, the crystalline structure in our brain will begin to start to interface more with our higher selves, will interface more with the higher self of Gaia, of the Earth, and other energies. And we'll also be able to be more in psychic communication with these higher frequencies. And now we're moving to what we've been talking on about different calls, about that true experience of oneness, which we need to have before we can move into really that feeling that we are co-creating this source, we are co-creating the divine. So those are the wonderful things that are happening with moving to the crystalline body. And of course, the most important piece of that is that it's a universal principle, a universal law that we must ask, we must allow this to happen. So you want to make sure that in your meditation, in your thoughts, in your breath, that you ask this liquid light to come into your body, and you ask to be a vehicle, and you ask to be a co-creator with source, with these energies, these waves that are pulsing into the central part. And then you'll be receiving these frequencies, and you'll have an opportunity to ask, get information about what's the best way for you to proceed, and how you want to proceed in creating your, what's around you and being a co-creator. We've been talking about the astrology, and we've been anchoring this in, starting with that Virgo new moon that we talked about a couple of weeks ago on the fall equinox. So that's a stabilizing factor that should carry us through winter solstice. In other words, you're going to be grounding and stabilizing these new frequencies that we've been talking about. So whatever it is that you're thinking about, that's an issue that's up for you. This is the time between now and winter solstice to stabilize those new frequencies in. And if there's a big change you want to make and you're not able to make it, just ground it in, and you should be able to make this change starting the beginning of the year, if it's a big move or something like that. But just take the time to stabilize it. Just keep pulling that crystalline structure in of what change you want to make in your life. We are in day six of the galactic underworld. And again, we've talked about that in relationship to the Mayan calendar. We will be moving into 2012. That'll be the new day. We're coming out of the underworld, out of the darkness, into the light. But we're still stabilizing these factors. We're still grounding the time frequency into the earth. So you might notice that around you, what you feel like you're really, really grounding in. That was the Virgo energy. And so other astrological energies that are happening for us, there's a triple conjunction of Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune that's happening this fall. And that has to do with multidimensional energies are opening up. Neptune, of course, is the dreamer. Chiron is the wounded healer, so it's the ability to heal, and Jupiter is your expansion. So this is the time between now and January, whatever dreams you have, whatever dreams you want to expand, if you felt there's something you really wanted to do but you haven't been able to do it before, with this conjunction, this is a good time for you to really work with that, expanding your dreams and healing whatever part of you has kept you from really fully living your dreams. So that's something important that's happening astrologically for us. Okay, that's a lot of information, and there's more astrological information, more crystalline information. But it's important for each of you to realize that you are step-down transformers. You might sometimes feel kind of like a lot of different energies going on, and that's the time to really deep breathe and take a walk and know that you're grounding in these frequencies that are coming onto the planet and coming up from the planet. And as you do that, know that you're working with, we're all working together, and if we connect with the group mind, then it's going to really support us in working together. So that's also why I want to set up a conference call where we can all just talk for those who are interested in a support system like that. Okay, then there's two mantras we're going to work with. We're going to work with the triple mantra and the Rama Dhatu Nama. So I think I'll open it up, and if anybody wants to comment or share on what we've been talking about, you can do that. And then for the last 2 minutes of the call, we'll do the mantra. So you can go ahead if you want to share something. You can unmute your phone, and then we'll do the meditation.
It's Gaia. I just wanted to say thanks for dissolving the block. I couldn't get in for the first 5 minutes because it's been raining, but then all of a sudden, there we were. So it was awesome.
Oh, I'm really appreciative that you made it. And I said, yes, where's Gaia? Sometimes she can't get through. So we thought,
yeah,
we pulled you in. Good. Wonderful.
Yes, you did wonderful.
That I really want to set up a call. You know, just a casual call for everybody. We can call into this number, but it'll just be more a support group for people to talk, and then we can all use the power of the one mind to help everybody move forward. It'll be more of a casual support group. And we can have it be, you know, by invitation only if you want. In other words, I can email everybody out or, you know, call people and let them know. And we can all say what we want it to be.
Make it more private.
Yeah, I just want everybody to really get the support they need right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been here for most of the call. I didn't just get here, so that I was able to enjoy all the information. I would like to say that as far as the group energy and how important it is that, you know, Salusa, that Mike Quincy channels had mentioned one day last week, that the higher forces are so happy when groups of us meet because it raises the level of light tremendously.
Yeah, one plus one is much more than two.
Exactly. So the more folks we can ask to join. By the way, I did start a Facebook page, and I went to paste in our group Yahoo logo join thing, and it said link is broken.
Oh, to the Shakti activation, Yahoo group?
It worked at CARE, too. I don't know why it didn't work at Facebook.
Okay, I was on Facebook earlier. I'll have to look at that. Okay. Okay, good. Would anybody else like to share? If you want to make any comments on the information we were sharing, that if you feel a lot of light coming in, or I don't know, whatever people are feeling, I'm interested in whatever's happening.
I have a comment about the being in with the trees and nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, this observation that I made of myself the last couple of days. I would meditate, and then all of a sudden I would have the urge to go outside. As if someone tells me, go outside. And I'm like, but I'm meditating. Go outside. And I would put my sneakers on, and take a walk.
Beautiful.
And this happens to me twice, mm-hmm. that I would hear this voice inside of me go outside as if it's something bigger than me. And then I did it. I did it yesterday and day before yesterday. And while I was doing it, I was laughing. Mm-hmm. But it was very funny that I have this urge to go outside. So, yes, it is the energies, definitely.
Right, beautiful. I'm so happy. I can feel that. I can feel the energy just really wanting to be a part of you. And it's kind of a joining together, like a synchronization or something. That's just beautiful. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Hello.
No, it's Sensei from Chicago. I also feel more connected. I feel like I really like to be around here.
Oh, good.
Like, it's a nice planet to live on.
That's beautiful, yeah. I can feel that connection, that you are experiencing more connection with the planet.
Yes, so I had this bird for about a year living in my house, almost a year. And today, for the first time, I actually saw them. I looked at them, and I saw them, and you can hear them. They are so cheerful, and they chat a lot. And
bugs that chat a lot?
They talk a lot, and they are very happy here in my house.
Oh, great. That's beautiful.
And then, since I joined the group, right after I joined the group, I felt I need to buy this root of a tree that has flowers coming out from it. You can put flowers, and they last for a long time. So it's like I feel the need to bring more of Mother Earth into my home. I feel the need to connect more and more to it. That's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I can really feel that.
Thank you. Ma'am, this is Sabit Khan.
Uh-huh.
And, hi. I just wanted to share that about the light that we are able to get in a higher frequency, and that I have been noticing some of the people that are close to me have been facing really big changes, like the late 3 weeks. And some of them have been hard changes, but they are like awakening and being able to see more clearly the changes they have to do in order to get into a higher frequency or just becoming a better human with the people that is around and with the planet Earth. And I'm very amazed for those changes that I thought would never happen.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yes, this is definitely a time of change. I think everybody would agree with that. Yes. Good.
I've seen a lot of people opening up in ways that just seems remarkable. You know, it jaw drops to the ground that these people are talking in such light ways.
Right, and you'll notice there's a lot more, you know, things sneaking through just even regular news programs and things being exposed that I never would have thought of that we used to talk about, and people thought we were conspiracy nuts, and now it's like common knowledge. You know, about what happened with banking systems and different things. We're no longer, you know, conspiracy nuts. It's like, you know,
it's headlines.
There was a lot more being shown.
And a lot more turning towards, and of course, President Obama brought a lot of it on. And maybe it has to do with companies getting breaks that are going green, but whatever works. I see it happening a lot. Here in Alabama, you know.
Oh, wow. That's,
yes.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Very significant.
Yes.
Would anybody else like to share?
I meant to mention something as mentioning that the group really works. It happened for me to run. I'm part of a teacher training for Kundalini Yoga, and I wanted to host somebody in my house that comes from far away, and I was very surprised to find out that a person
wow.
is also part of the Shakti Activation Group.
Oh, really?
So, like, as we were sitting and having dinner, we were talking, and I felt like mentioning to her, look, I'm part of this group. And she said, oh, yes, I'm also part of this.
Wow.
Funny.
Yeah, so it really works. I don't know, it works in mysterious ways.
Beautiful. Satna. Well, what I'm thinking is that maybe if the people, they can, if you want to think about it, and then you can either talk about it on the call next Tuesday, or you can email. The best way would be to email the Shakti Activation Group, and if you could put out suggestions for when you want to have this support group meet on the phone, it will be this same number, but I think we'll just put it out on the Shakti Activation Group. So we'll keep it, you know, maybe somewhat private, and then we can take the information, and if it even has to be a couple times, that's fine too. So think about when you want to, and I can, you know, do work on, like I do on my private sessions, with people that want to ask specific questions or things to, you know, read your aura. And I think it's important right now to support each other and also get clear when we make decisions about direction decisions, that we get clarity about that. Sometimes you just need to run things by other people. So think about that and let us know. Okay, so does everybody on the group know the triple mantra for breaking through blocks?
No.
Yes.
Yes, no. Okay, some people know it, some people don't. Okay, well, this is the mantra that we were given to do today. And so I think we'll, I don't know, should we mute or should we all just chant along together? What do you guys like?
Chant together.
Chant together? Okay. So I'll put it on, and then I'm going to put the, if you don't know it, maybe you better just listen. I'll put it on. It's a little bit long, but I will put it on the, I'll put it on our Yahoo group, and then you can look at the words. And this is the one we're supposed to do today. So the version we're doing is, oh, somebody's typing. Oh, that's fine.
Sorry, that was me. Can we look it up?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's triple mantra.
Very powerful.
It's for breaking through blocks, and I don't want to take the time on the phone call to go over each word. But it's for, literally, if you have something that you want to break through, this is a mantra to do. So if there's a problem that you can't resolve or something like that, if you do this mantra, it really moves energy. So I heard somebody say it's really powerful, right? So,
Isn't it also the one that gives us 7 extra seconds of protection? Isn't that one?
That's the odd brain omega.
Yes. And it really works. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is for protection and also for breaking through blocks. So this is the perfect meditation that we were guided to do today.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm going to put it on. We'll stand it for a few minutes, and then we'll check in, and then we'll go from there. So here we go.
Guru Namah, 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 Thank you.
Unknown. The great unknown.
Hello, Karen.
Unknown.
Angel. Oh, Angel,
hi. Yes, I just wanted to thank you so much. I had a reading with her guys, and it was fabulous. My healing have just soared since then. I can totally feel individuals and totally feel the healing going through. It's awesome, I think, that if anyone hasn't had a session with our guru, please do. I think it'll make a huge difference, especially when it comes to cleansing and letting go of old stuff. So, yeah, certainly has helped me. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for the feedback. I appreciate that.
I also left some feedback on the Internet, which is important. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, great. You mean on Shakti activation? Where
No, I sent one directly to you.
Oh, to me? Okay, great. Thank
you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll check
you.
It out. Yes, thank you. Good, wonderful. All right, that feels really good. I feel the waves of opening, and I was working with your energies, too. So great. Good. Would anybody else like to share anything at this time? Well, I'm feeling a lot of synergy with the group right now. That feels really great that we're supporting each other synergistically, moving into that experience of oneness and strength with each other. Does anybody else feel that?
Definitely.
Drawing strength from the group, yeah.
It's
so I think
nice
we can
one.
All do that. We can draw strength from the group, you know. Just remember, you're not alone. Which is really important right now.
Yeah.
With all the changes going on. We don't have to feel alone. Wonderful. Okay, so we're just going to thank everybody and thank our higher selves and our guides and all those beings known and unknown that are here with us, and thank Mother Earth. And I'm looking outside right now, these big picture windows. The tree just ran, a squirrel just ran up a tree, and the leaves are falling, and it's beautiful.
I love squirrels.
They've been running all around lately. I don't see them as much in California. We haven't, but not outside my window.
I have a funny experience when you were talking about the chili plant, pepper plant, rather.
Right.
Communicating
with you.
It is chilly,
yeah.
I saw it exactly.
I never had a plant. I just sat down right between the plant and the light, and I just heard a very distinctly say, "You're blocking my sunlight." I'm like, "Oh, excuse me."
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
And I moved, and then it said, "Okay, I'm fine now."
It's wonderful. I think everybody probably experiences it and just doesn't recognize that that's where that thought. You may decide just all of a sudden to move and you didn't realize it was the plant saying, you know, blocking my son move.
Right.
But I used to, speaking of squirrels, I've raised over 200 and released, you know, as a rehabber, and I just admire them so much. And I had one that had to stay with me inside. He was albino.
Mm-hmm.
And he said things to me that just blew me away. I would be sitting there doing something, and I would feel these eyes boring into me. I'd turn around and look, and he'd be saying, you know, get me something now. You know, he loved hazelnuts, and he wanted his hazelnut, and I understood exactly what he was telling me.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
And it's not a communication. You know, you don't know where it's not words. It's just like a, what? It just occurs. It's just,
I think it's a crystalline thought form. I'm really glad you said that, because I think these are examples of how we're, you know, crystallizing things. That's an example of a crystalline thought form. It's just, it's like just an impulse, but we totally are able to, like fiber optics, understand what it means and get the message.
It's like aha, an aha moment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So like a crystalline communication, very clear, you know, like it's just, there's no question about it. It's totally clear. That's funny. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for continuing to holding the light and grounding the love in with Mother Earth. And we'll all keep synergizing in the love energy. And if you want, go ahead and email Shakti Activation your thoughts about what days and times you might want to have our little just community support get-together meeting. It'll be informal. And we'll take it from there. And we will have a call next Tuesday. So mark that down. And I'll send the words, the chant for the week, and you can, you know, play this chant to move through blocks. And we'll take it from there. So any final comments?
Can we still do the Ramadasa?
Yes, you can still do the Ramadasa.
As well, okay.
Yes. Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, well,
Thank you.
Awesome. I think we're complete at this time.
You.
Thank you, everybody. And
Thank you, Kim.
We'll keep going. Thank you.
Satnam.
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 Thank you, Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam.